Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Deep on the Roy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode number 265 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcasts. I am Mike. Down in sunny southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing quite all right. I have some good news to... Oh, Rhodey's chiming in early. I have some good news to share.
Good. Let's hear it.
So, you may or may not have noticed a few weeks back, I tagged you on Instagram on a Narragansett beer post.
Okay.
And it was for a contest. They said, tag two friends and you could win this hat. And so I tagged you and Schaefer, and lo and behold, I won the hat. I just found out yesterday.
Oh, very well done.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a Scally cap with the Narragansett beer logo on the back.
Nice.
It's like one of the Frank Sr. hats that he would wear. So I could definitely, hopefully we'll be seeing that pretty soon. I'll post a picture of it when it comes in, but I was pretty happy to see that. So
you could wear it to the wedding.
Oh, even better. Now you're talking. Susie knows what's going on. Good evening, sweet Susie. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing
excited
good.
Excited about your hat?
I am. I'm very excited about the hat.
It's cool.
You just don't expect it, you know?
Exactly.
I've never entered an Instagram contest before. Because I even told Sarah, I was showing her the hat. I was like, I want this hat. If you need a hint for my birthday, and then, well, I guess I'm getting a little sooner.
And she doesn't have to hunt it down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's going on in
the... It's those little victories in life, Mr. Clinton.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. What's going on down in your neck of the woods?
Not much.
Are a lot of the people leaving? Or is it still Easter? No, even though Easter's late this year, they still kind of hang on.
What have you seen, Susie?
I haven't seen very many people leaving, unfortunately.
No, no.
There were, I think, 3 accidents on the highway tonight.
Oh, boy. Boo. There was someone at my work today that started reading the playbook. He was talking about how he just got back from Florida. His cousin lives down there in this great place. He's like, he says, oh, it's like a 3-bedroom condo right on the water. He said it was only $300,000. He pays like $300 a month in condo fees. It includes cable, blah blah blah, all this stuff. He's like, it's great.
And then there was a butt.
And then he's like, and he said, oh, I can't wait to go down there. I was like, yeah, it's great. I said, he's like, but I gotta come back for those summer months because it just gets too hot down there. I said, oh, here we go, the summer months. Because it's so nice and temperate in Rhode Island in July.
Right.
Anyway, so I just started laughing. I was thinking of the playbook.
You can't escape the playbook, can you?
Only in Rhode Island. I guess it's not only in Rhode Island, but specifically in Rhode Island, are people so miserable that they talk about like going away and being away from the winter for 8 months, and then the first thing they think of is how miserable they'd be in those 4 months that it's a little warmer than the other ones.
Right.
And it's not even that bad, because you know what? I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but there's this thing that's, I think it's pretty new, the last year or two. It's called air conditioning.
And yeah, our house was built in that time frame, so we do have one of
you
those.
You do have one of those.
Yeah.
So one of the few people that actually have that.
Okay. We have one.
Very interesting.
Huh. Was that one of your upgrades?
Yeah, we paid for it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's
amazing. The builder said, they said, you know, in the summer months when it's 345 degrees outside, mm-hmm. you're going to want this. So when you come in from cutting the grass or going for a walk, you're going to want this thing called an air conditioner.
Interesting.
Do you want to be able to breathe at night?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting. Air conditioning. Hopefully it makes
it's
it
similar
up
to what you guys have, in the, which is called a heating system. We
heater,
don't have those.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the same. It's in the same family.
Yeah. It gets so hot in the summer. Yeah. No kidding. It's the summer. It gets hot everywhere in the summer. Anyway,
did you roll your eyes?
I just kind of laughed. I was like, yeah, I know. I said it's worth it. I said it's worth being hot those 4 months for the other 8.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I never really thought about that. I was like, there you go.
How do you not think about that's the part I don't understand.
I mean, he's like dying to get out anyway, but he just thinks he needs to come back. He's married, yeah.
Kids?
He said he's got one daughter who's just starting college, so he's like ready to get out.
Oh, okay.
Then he's at that age. Back as soon as she has kids.
Right.
You don't know where he was, do you?
Melbourne, East Coast, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, Melbourne's on
yeah, East he's Coast, like yeah. It's like 45 minutes from Disney. It's like 45 minutes from St. Augustine or whatever, or Daytona, whatever he was saying.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that sounds about right.
And he's like, it's great. He says his backyard's like 100 yards from the water. I was like, oh, sounds pretty good to me. Anyway, I have something I want to mention here in this first part of the episode.
The floor is yours, Jürgen.
I'm sure you've heard the big news coming out of Disney this fine day.
Yes.
All the
very
hubbub.
Excited about it.
Okay, so you're a big fan of no ice in the coolers anymore? Is that what you're referring to here?
It is not.
Oh. Well, they did announce like four or five rule changes for getting into the parks. The biggest one that got the most attention is no more smoking or vaping inside the parks, water parks, things like that.
That's the one I'm excited about.
There's also stroller restrictions. So you know those big like wagon strollers that started popping up all the time recently?
No, I didn't know.
They look like, you know, they look like a wagon. Like, remember the old red?
Yes. The guy around the corner uses one to walk his dogs.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so those are going to be banned because they're too big. Then the ice thing, which I guess is a security thing because it's too hard to search through the people's ice in their coolers so they could hide things in the ice potentially. So you can bring it in and you can get ice in the park from like a quick serve. They'll give you ice, but you can't. You can't come with your own ice. You can use ice packs. I guess that was another one. And
seems fair.
It was one other. I can't remember the other thing. I think it was another stroller thing. But yeah, obviously the smoking one was a big hubbub on the internet. And I kind of was wondering your thoughts on it because I have a couple thoughts that first came to mind, but I wanted to know what you thought, Mike.
What I thought about the rule changes?
Yeah, the change.
I don't really care.
Yeah, one way or another. That's kind of where...
I'm not a smoking Nazi.
Right.
And if you don't want to go near... like, there's like one or two like small areas that are like way away from people anyways. So...
there's some, but like there's one at like when you're leaving World Showcase that's kind of right in the open.
Yes.
And okay.
I always notice that one, but... I think it's going to be... I like the idea of it because it is kind of, you know, even if you don't know or even if you do know where the smoking areas are and you stumble across them and it's kind of just like a concentration of the smoke and you start coughing or whatever. It usually doesn't bother me, but when it's so conspicuous, and especially with the girls and everything, I'd rather not be around it. But I think it could backfire a little bit because I think now smokers are just going to try to like hide it. They're going to go in the bathrooms and smoke, or they're going to
necessarily that. But I think they're going to play dumb,
right?
And just because you're not going to get arrested, so you know you're going to have these people who are going to cheat in the quote right. designated areas. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to throw it on the ground. I think you're going to have. I don't think it's going to curtail much of the smokers, and I think you're going to have cigarettes all over the grounds.
Yeah, I mean, I think smoking is becoming less and less anyway, just in general. You don't see as many people smoking just as a whole, but...
I feel like everybody down here smokes.
Is it more prevalent down there? I mean, it's a lot cheaper down there, so I guess it's possible.
I've noticed a lot more of it than I did in Minnesota.
Okay, it could be. I'm thinking Rhode Island, I don't see a lot of people. And I really notice it, too. Like, it's become more... like abnormal, like you see it and you're kind of like, oh, you don't expect to see people, like even in a car, like you look over and someone's smoking a cigarette, it's kind of like a novelty for me up here. Like you see that a lot less nowadays. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a big problem with the smoking areas because it doesn't bother me too much. But, you know, Sarah definitely gets like her lungs get really agitated with it, even just a mm-hmm. little bit. And with the girls, I obviously don't want them exposed to it as much as right. possible. But I'm afraid it could just be have the reverse effect. Like you said, people are just going to, they'll just smoke while they're walking or they'll pull off to the side and just play dumb, like you said. Because how vigilant can Disney be? They're not going to kick people out of the parks, like you said, unless you get repeat, you know, you're caught repeatedly or you refuse to put it out or something.
But I have to wonder how effective the designated areas are now.
It's probably
they're really not convenient.
They're not, but people, there's always people in it, so it's at least getting those people there. If you're at the America Pavilion and you want to go light up and you have to leave all the way to the front of the park to go outside the gates to smoke to that designated smoking area outside the gates, and then to get back in, do you have to go back through security again too? Or like, I wonder how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Be interesting. Anyway, I don't know. We'll see how it goes and if it does backfire, if it's a big difference. I'm kind of with you, Mike. I don't think you're going to see a big difference in general. Because I think most people are pretty courteous about smoking, especially in Disney World. You know, they kind of realize it's a place for kids. You're not going to be just lighting up wherever you go. So I think most people are pretty courteous. But be interesting to see if you notice it more now, because people are going to have to be sneaky about it. And they'll just kind of do it wherever they get a chance. But I thought it was some big hubbubs all over the internet, the Disney internet today, about the smoking thing. Just curious, but seems like one vote for liking the rule and two votes for apathy, which is the general thought on this podcast, just apathy. I figured you'd have a take on it, Bill. You're just kind of like staring at... What are you watching, the tournament games?
Yeah, I just put it on a second ago, actually.
So this could be an interesting episode. We're going to be talking about bands, and you're going to be like...
So, is it bad that I hate Florida State in football, but I'm kind of rooting for them in the tournament?
No, because I have that... I have kind of like a reverse. Like, I hate Duke, but I don't mind if their football team is good, if they upset somebody, you know? Like, it was kind of cool seeing them be pretty decent this year in football.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
Okay.
Same thing, like, I always hated the Florida Gators basketball team, but I liked the football team.
Because of William Dennis Donovan?
No, I liked him. I just didn't like, because they were so good around the same time UConn was good.
Yeah.
In that mid-2000s. So they were kind of like the program that you could compare... You know, to you like an up-and-coming kind of newer powerhouse program, and they won back-to-back, so that's always a big thing. I don't know. It was kind of like a petty thing, but that was the reason. I'm drinking a Narragansett tonight as my unofficial beer sponsor in honor of my hat-winning ways, so they got a good plug out of it. I get a free hat, and they get the free sponsorship, so there you go.
Awesome.
You have anything else you want to add here, Bill, before the break, or should we get right to it?
We'll get right to it, Mr. Klinsman.
Between us that won't ever leave us, there's no letting go.
Back for break, episode number 265. Mr. Klinsman joining me in Westerly, as is Susie down in sunny Southwest Florida.
So we got a continuation of last week.
Okay.
We have part two of the what is it? The
Garden Rocks.
Garden Rocks. I always want to say Eat to the Beat because that's all.
Yeah,
I
that's
remember.
Okay. Yeah.
The Garden Rocks concert series. So we got all the way through April 16th, and now we're moving right on to the second half of the concert. You getting out your notes there?
Yep.
Okay. So we're starting with a new act, new to the Garden Rocks. So that means they've been at Epcot before, but not this particular one. And we have Sister Hazel, April 17th through 19th. And this is a busy week. So this is like Easter week with Sister Hazel there. So we're really getting into some of the big draws. So I don't. I'm kind of torn on this. Because when it's busy, they don't have to bring out the big names to draw people in, or do you think they try to bring in a big act to try to, you know, just appease the crowds that are already there? I don't know how they do it. Did you consider Sister Hazel a big act, I guess is what I'm saying?
No.
No. What are they known for?
All For You. From 1994.
Probably if I heard it, I would know it.
Probably.
I don't know it.
They're from Gainesville.
Oh, we talked about them. In the past, I remember that. This is one that you enjoy them. Is this kind of your
a fan? Yes.
Yeah, you like.
You're
them.
A fan and sing.
I don't feel like singing.
Boo.
Rhodes,
you want to sing?
There you go. So you're not a fan of Sister Hazel, Bill?
I don't know what they sing.
Interesting. Should we move along then?
Well, I guess.
Okay, off to a rip-roaring start here. Then we have Stephen Melnick Chapman, April 20th and 21st. So Stephen Curtis Chapman, new to Epcot. I don't know who this is either.
I don't either.
I believe he's a Christian artist.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, he I have question like marks on my spreadsheet for him.
Stephen Curtis Chapman is an American contemporary Christian music singer, songwriter, record producer, actor, author, and social activist.
Rhodes. So maybe that's why they're bringing him in over Easter.
Ah, there you go.
Week.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He is on Easter because Easter is the 21st, so he will be there.
Gotcha.
On Easter, singing his Christian heart out.
Nice.
Chapman is also a vocal advocate for adoption, along with his wife Mary Beth, according to his Wikipedia page.
Okay.
One of the most prolific singers in the genre, releasing over 20 albums. Won 5 Grammys and 58 Gospel Music Association Dove Awards, more than any other artist in history.
Wow.
His 7 Artist of the Year Dove Awards, with his latest in 2009, are also an industry record. Sold 10 million albums. That's crazy.
Wonder if I know any of his songs.
Probably not. Chapman also has 4 Christmas albums. That sounds good. Yeah, I don't know. This is definitely not in my wheelhouse. For any of the Christian music. Creed is the closest Christian music that I know. And I don't even know if you can consider them that.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were considered a Christian artist.
I think they started that way, and then they kind of like sold out a little bit. I'm not sure. But anyway, I guess we're not going to really get into
We won't
Stephen
be making
Curtis.
A special trip for him.
No. Mm-mm. Now, who's this Toby Mac fellow that's next? This is another one that...
Toby Mac is a Christian hip-hop artist.
Oh, even best. This is like back-to-back out of our wheelhouse here.
Yeah, yes. This is back-to-back question marks on the old spreadsheet, Mr. Klinsman.
This is very interesting. Toby Mac. All right, well, I guess we should just move right along. So you're not... I'm not big into
no
Christian hip-hop.
No.
I don't know. So, with songs such as I Need You with just the letter U, Speak Life, and Me Without You. He's playing arenas, though. The Lyocera Center in Philadelphia. The Blue Cross Arena in Rochester.
Hmm.
I think Lyocera Center is the home of the St. Joe's Hawks.
Oh, let's go St. Joe's.
Yeah. All right, so after Toby Mac, we have Lone Star, who I have heard of.
Yes.
And I can't think of... They have, like, one of those big... they're, like, a country group, but they had one of those ubiquitous
wedding
hits.
Song. It was a big yeah. wedding song.
Was I can't... called Amazed?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not interested either. I'm just trying to add value to people who listen to the damn podcast. Thank you.
Maybe I'm amazed by
you. I'm sure they're all enjoying that sound effect.
Yeah, I don't know any other ones that they have. I'm Already There. That might be one I've heard before.
Is that because I'm already there?
No, I think that's Already Gone.
Oh, okay.
There you go, babe. They will be at Twin River in Lincoln, Rhode Island on Friday, June 21st. Just
well,
so
maybe
you know.
You should check them out.
Yeah.
Go do some live reporting. I think I will.
Nice date night.
I think I will pass on that.
Doctor is in.
The doctor is in. So we're really, so you weren't kidding last week, Susie, when you said it was front loaded. This is not yeah. anything.
No, this is awful.
So then we move on. April 27th through the 30th, we have the orchestra featuring former members of ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra. So what's ELO? They have taking care of business, right?
I don't know. I've got down Evil Woman. Evil Woman.
Who am I thinking of? Who's taking care of
business? Yeah, Don't Bring Me Down is them, too.
Don't bring me down.
Don't bring me down.
No.
Woo-hoo. Couldn't pay me.
No, this is not in your wheelhouse either.
No.
At least I've heard of them.
Right, it's true.
Top 10 ELO songs. Let's see what this ultimate... classicrock.com has to say. Don't Bring Me Down coming in at number 10. Number 9, Can't Get It Out of My Head, which I don't know that song.
Don't know that.
Strange Magic, one of ELO's greatest ballads. Here we go. Do Ya was the Move's only chart single in the U.S. Okay.
Is that really the really annoying song? Do you want the
head? Yes.
Could it be possible? Do you want the head? Sweet Talking Woman, Turn to Stone.
I don't like that song either. Yeah, I don't like any of these songs.
Telephone Line. I don't know what that one is. Evil Woman, we've talked about that. Living Thing. And their number one is Mr. Blue Sky.
I don't know that one either.
The Beatles-esque Mr. Blue Sky has grown in stature over the years with artists as diverse as rapper Common and indie rock singer Mayer Haworth incorporating it into Hawthorne. Their song. Oh, Hawthorne. Yeah, there you go. I read that wrong. Mr. Blue Sky. Let's see. I'm going to listen to it first. Oh, I know that song. I would have thought it was a Beatles song. You would know Mr. Blue Sky if you heard it. That's actually a good song. Now that I'm
Is it really?
It. Yeah. Pull it up. Listen to it for a second.
Mr. Blue Sky.
You'll know it. You'll definitely know it. I assume you're listening at this moment.
Yep, I do know it.
That's a pretty good song, isn't it?
No.
You don't like this song, okay.
I don't like the Beatles.
Well, it's not the Beatles.
But it does have that sound.
No, oh, that's the Beatles are way better.
I didn't say that they were better. ELO was better than the Beatles. I said it has that lousy, crap sound.
Well, it sounds like a Beatles ripoff.
So it does have a Beatles sound, is
it's
what I said.
Inspired by the Beatles.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's an okay song. Speaking of Beatles ripoffs, May 1st through 4th, we have Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon.
We know how you feel about that.
I love Herman's Hermits. I mean, if you want me to get into some Herman's Hermits, we can get into some Herman's Hermits.
Go ahead.
Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. I know you have
really
a version of that.
British
yeah. Daughter. Mrs. Brown, you've got a
lovely daughter.
Tell
there we
her
go.
That I'm well and feeling fine. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. You have to really say love. That's enough for that. And what else they have? They have
Henry VIII.
Oh yeah, Henry VIII. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am.
No,
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. What else they have?
I've got I'm into something good.
Oh, something tells me I'm into something good.
I would see them if it were them, but I wouldn't expect them to.
The whole night through.
Mr. Clinton, something tells me I'm into something good.
Oh, there's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sound of lovers in love.
Pretty sure my stepmom likes them.
Just the two of us and nobody else in sight. Some good songs. They have good songs, Herman's Hermits. Good classic. Like, if you were born 20 years earlier, Bill, this is the kind of cheese you would be into, Herman's Hermits.
Maybe 20 years earlier. He's already into cheese.
Yeah, but they're like early 60s. Cheese. True. Like, he liked cheese that he heard growing up.
Yes.
When he was an impressionable youth.
Correct. Thank you, Mr. Klinsman.
So the cheese now, like, old cheese doesn't do it for him. I think. Mrs. Brown, listen, people, to what
yeah, you don't got anything like before the...
What?
You don't, you're not really into anything pre-70s.
No. I'm into sounds, genres.
Genres.
Snooze fest.
Oh. I feel like they have another one that... Oh, Sea Cruise. That's going to be a cover. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Yeah, that's either a cover or the same name as another one. Silhouettes. They're nothing more than silhouettes on the shade. You know that song?
No.
Is that them?
I think so.
Really?
Let's see. I got it pulled up right now on YouTube. I'll keep you posted here. Yes, it is. Da 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 da
da.
Late last night. What's that?
I said you're very well versed in Herman's Hermits.
Well, I mean, in my defense, I was looking on Google to see what other songs they have, but I okay. know that song.
It usually is the only band you like whenever we do this show, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at the garbage. Toby Mac, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Lone Star. Who else am I supposed to like? I mean, last week was good, but this week we don't have much. Should we move on from Herman's Hermits?
Please.
All right, we have Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles, May 5th through 7th.
So I bet that's going to be packed, because he's going to do all the Eagles
Welcome
songs.
To the Hotel California.
Since he was also associated with the Bee Gees.
Oh, maybe wow. He'll sing some Stayin' Alive and some Hotel California.
Wait a second here. Where's the yellow highlighter?
Stayin' Alive.
Welcome to the Hotel Eugene Champion. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place. Living it up in the Eugene, in the hotel, Mr. Eugene Champion.
Wow. Also from Gainesville.
On February 6, 2001, Felder was fired from the Eagles. He responded by filing 2 lawsuits alleging wrongful termination. I didn't think you could sue a band.
Yeah, you can.
Or get fired from a band, for that matter.
There's plenty room at the Hotel Eugene Champion.
It's actually fairly common.
Huh. Hotel California is probably the only Eagles song that I know off the top of my head.
Take it easy.
Oh, there we go. I mean, I know they have like the biggest album of all time, right? Oh, Lion Eyes, that's a good song.
Whenever you hear that song, do you think of Outside Providence?
Yeah, I've seen that movie a couple times, but I've not seen it as many times as you, and I don't know a lot of it.
Desperado. Desperado's a great song.
Outside Providence is a great movie.
You love that movie.
Oh, it's so dumb, isn't it?
Do you think, I mean, you love Fargo and Outside Providence. Is it just because you, like, been in those places and they just hit it right?
Yeah, they hammer it. They're so on to that.
But do you think if you grew up in, like, Tennessee that you would care about Outside Providence?
No. I think if you ever visited, though, DeVorney loves Outside Providence.
Yeah, okay. But a lot of people do. I think it's a good movie.
I think even if you haven't been from there, because they're just all idiots.
That's true.
So it could be like Brooklyn. It could be like any
anywhere on the East Coast.
Blue-collar clown city, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But you got in. You showed the initiation. Dad, everybody gets in. Yeah, but you showed the initiation. What's this?
So
you got in. Rhode Island Junior College. Dad, everybody gets in.
All you have to do is sign up.
He's got his suitcase as a garbage bag. What is that? A bugle? What was that? What was his marijuana? What was
a music horn.
A music horn. Remember he's sneaking that thing out to smoke weed?
Oh, jeez.
His dad stops him and he says it's like a music horn or something?
Music horn. He doesn't even have a name of an instrument.
Get out of here, you asshat.
All right, May 8th and 9th, we have A Flock of Seagulls New to Epcot. And I ran so far away. This is like the like 80s like synth rock kind of getting into this. I don't know.
That
really
was definitely a WBRU band, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
I'm not a big fan.
That's early, though. Like, they're like 82.
Mm-hmm.
New wave synth pop. I don't know any of their other songs. I'm looking at them here. Space Age Love Song apparently is something because it must be from a movie.
Play
I don't
on
know.
First wave on Sirius quite a bit.
Wishing, Change The it. More You Live, Telecommunication. Yeah, I don't know any of these except for Iran.
No, I don't either.
I know Iran, not the country, Iran, the song is in like Grand Theft Auto. When you'd be getting, remember
really?
When you steal someone's car and they'd have the radio station on? That song would always come on. I just think of like driving through, and I ran. I'm just driving, running people over.
Is that how you, did you play that game to win, or did you just like get out and beat people up?
No. I didn't even know they had like missions and stuff at first, because we would just play it in college, like the initial one, like Grand Theft.
You would like run people over?
Yeah. So there was an old school one that you could play like over the computer online that was like 2D. So you just had a view above and it was like a grid and you could play. And we played it my freshman year at college. Everyone would open their doors and you could play over the internet there. And we'd be yelling down the halls at each other because like someone would get like, how'd you get a tank? And you'd be just like, see the guy coming through running people over. So that was like Grand Theft Auto 1. That was the original one. And then 2 came out, and they started doing, like, the storyline, and that was when we would play, like, at 2 in the morning after we had about 65 Keystone Lights, and we would just drive around, like, trying to see how many cops would come after us. And then, like, 3 and 4, they started getting, I didn't play too many of those, but then 5 came out a couple of years ago, and I played that, and I did the story, and it was very good.
The second one down.
That's my history. That's my personal history with Grand Theft Auto. In case you were curious.
I actually won the game one time.
Did you? You finished the whole storyline? Or how did you win?
Oh, because you just have to finish each mission.
So you did. You finished the storyline. There you
go.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
That's good. It's fun. The fifth one was really good. Good storyline and everything.
I mean, it was. I remember like the last one, I was like, I couldn't do it. Like
oh,
my
really?
Buddy's like, yeah, it only took me like once or twice, and like I was like at 11, and I there's no way I'm like I couldn't figure it out.
All right, so after Flock
probably
of
not
Seagull,
a game you're going to introduce your Gina to this weekend.
I'll
right?
wait till she's in high school, maybe. We have the Marshall Tucker Band new to Garden Rocks May 10th and 11th. I have a song called "Can't You See," heard it in a love song, "Fire on the Mountain."
Song.
Oh, you know, this is like Southern country, like old school country.
Yes.
Leonard Skinner, kind of.
Yeah, more than that. And I don't
sort
know.
Of, but they don't rock quite as hard.
It's more like bluesy.
Yeah.
I don't know these songs. I just
it's
know.
It's kind of like, it's like Mikey Cheese with a country beat. This is a great song, though.
Which one's this?
Heard It in a Love Song.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Oh, I might know it. Let me fire it up here. Oh, he's got, like, jazz flute. I don't know this song. It's almost got a little Buffett to it. You guys, I hear a little Jimmy Buffett in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I get that kind of feeling.
I heard Stephen Thomas Melnick in a love song. I heard Stephen Melnick, Thomas Jr., Melnick in a love song.
All right, so after Marshall Tucker, we have Peebo Bryson, new, May 12th and 13th. Peebo Bryson. I don't know what Peebo is.
So Peebo Bryson actually did...
The song in Aladdin?
The song from Aladdin, yes.
And I so can when show I was you in the world.
College, one of the guys who lived on my hall, like, just was obsessed with the name Peebo, and he would just walk with Peebo, Peebo.
That's Peebo. A very Dartmouth story.
Yeah, very nerdy.
Like, we don't get obsessed with names, do we, Jürgen?
No,
no, never happens, Eugene. He's got a song. He's Beauty and the Beast,
whole,
also,
like,
huh?
Jeffrey Osborne, like Billy Ocean range.
So he's gonna sing the Disney songs and just rock it, is what you're telling me. He's gonna sing the Aladdin song, I would imagine.
I would certainly hope so.
But his hit, Mr. Klinsman,
yes,
is "If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll hold you forever. If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll love you forever. This time will never end."
It's a bad sign when you Google Peebo Bryson and the first thing that comes up is Peebo Bryson still alive?
Never end.
That's a bad sign.
He also did "Tonight I Celebrate My Love" with Roberta.
Oh, I know that song. So this is up your alley, Bill.
You can always tell when he won't stop singing the song.
Yeah, no, he likes this.
What's the other one he sings?
"Tonight
I celebrate my love for you."
That's a baby making
like
song right there.
Featured on a soap opera at one point in time.
Tonight, no one's gonna find us.
We'll leave the world behind us. Yes.
Behind us.
That's definitely
when
like
I
a.
Make love to you.
Do you think that's a senior prom, like 1992 senior prom? People
oh, it's
like
way before that.
Make oh, before that is yeah. What year is it? Oh, 83. Yeah. Look out.
But yes.
Maybe I was conceived to that song, 1983.
I celebrate my love for you.
I got in the car this morning, and "It's All Right" was on the radio.
Gonna make it up. Think it up. That was part one, though.
Should we move on from Peebo?
That's a good act, Billy. That's a good act.
You like that, yeah. I have to sing the Whole New World to Jürgina at night. That's one of the three songs she requests for me.
Really?
To sing, yeah, to go to sleep.
What else?
I have to sing "Lullaby" by Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm. Great song.
Whole New World, and then usually she picks just another Disney song. Lately, okay. It's been some songs from Tangled that I have to sing, which are not soft or lullaby like. So I usually start. I open with that, and I close with "Lullaby."
Nice.
Jürgina Jr. wants "Lullaby" and "Rainbow Connection." So those are two good ones.
Oh, those are good ones.
But "Whole New World," I don't know the words to it, so I have to like Google it and look at the lyrics on my phone because I can never remember.
I've already moving ahead on YouTube,
okay.
And I have gotten my dance on, Mr. Klinsman.
We got Richard Marx coming up. What has he got? Is he like one of the Russian guys? Oh, no, that's Karl Marx. Richard Marx, just looking at him, this is definitely someone you like. Just the hair. I already know. This is
he's
built.
He's got a good mullet, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. Richard
the thing
Noel
about
Marx.
Him is like his songs were really great, like the ones he recorded, but he's written a ton of stuff.
Oh, dear.
He's actually,
Lord.
Like, really, really well respected in the music community.
Oh, so he's more of a songwriter, but the ones he, like, some of the ones he recorded aren't as big as the ones he wrote, is what you're saying.
He had some really big hits, though.
Oh, dude, I don't know any of these. Right Here Waiting For You.
You don't know Endless Summer Nights?
Whoa, no.
And I remember every moment.
It does sound familiar with Bill singing it, though.
Until this night we said goodbye.
Yeah, put Satisfied on. That's more of your alley.
I remember every moment because endless summer nights.
I love it when you sing the wrong lyrics.
I remember. Which one do you want me to put on?
Satisfied. That's, you like that song.
We're Satisfied.
It's not on there. You're going to have to scroll down. Oh, boy. We have air guitar.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know Richard Marx.
News in my mind. I'm going to the bathroom. Don't you know? Give up until I'm satisfied. Don't you know?
Jurgen's over it.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm checking scores right now. So after
now,
Richard
this is
Mark,
his best. Hang
we
on
will
a second.
Be seeing him, though.
This is his best possible. Song.
What? Which one?
Should have known better.
Oh, okay.
Should have known better. Ding, ding, and I was falling in love with you. Ding, 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 ding. Do you want to sing? Come on, sing. Only
Sue
Willing's
going to hear you. I
can't
sing with you because you get the lyrics wrong and it messes me up.
Okay, you sing now.
No. This night I can't explain.
All right, moving on. We're going to go to Starship, starring Mickey Thomas, the 16th through the 19th.
No, we're not.
And we're going to skip. We talk about Starship all the time. We saw him. I enjoyed that, I have to say. That was not a bad concert when we saw him. What was that, 5 years ago now?
It was a while ago, yeah.
I think it was 2015.
Is that Elizabeth Shue?
What's that?
Trying to figure out who's in the video that Mike's watching.
Oh, forget it. Should've known
better. Oh, that's... Woo!
You like
we
that?
We needed that one. We needed that three here in the second half.
Yeah. Starship starring Mickey Thomas. We'll gloss over that, right? That's old hat at this point. Because we have, after them, May 20th and 21st, we have Colin Hay of Men at Work. Now
you know who they are, right?
Yes, I do.
I got dig, I'm gonna land down under.
But yeah, you like Who Can It Be Now better, though, don't you?
Who can it be now? Who can it be now?
Me and Morby used to sing this other song. Be good, be good, be good. Be good, be good, be good. Be good, be good, be good. Be good, Johnny.
I don't know that song.
Men at Work. And it's Safety Dance, too.
Safety Dance?
Yeah.
No, that was Men Without Hats.
Oh, you're right.
Trust me, if the Safety Dance was being played at Epcot, I would have tickets booked.
Really?
S-S-S-S-A-A-A-A-F.
Are you, you're kidding, right?
E-E-E-T-T-T-T-Y-Y-Y-Y. Safety Dance, dance, dance. You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. Because if your
now
friends don't
dance,
and if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine. Because you can dance and sing.
Look at CC making a comeback on Purdue.
So, Men at Work, you would enjoy that. I imagine that's a concert you would probably check out if
yes.
you were there. Are you going to make a special trip? This isn't a special Sorry. Trip kind of concert for you, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, Men Without Hats is Safety Dance. I don't know. They'd have to play Safety Dance for like 8 minutes, like the whole concert, because that's the only song I think they have.
I can't hear you over the music that he's playing. What were you saying, Gary?
I said if Men Without Hats played at Epcot, they'd have to play the safety dance for 35 minutes straight, because I'm pretty sure that's the only song they have. Pop Goes the World. Where Do the Boys Go? Yeah, I don't know any of those. All right, so anything else from Men at Work?
No.
Of a Vegemite sandwich.
Better take cover.
Ugh. So we have what? War.
Did you fart next?
No. I'm looking at what War sings.
What do they sing?
Low Rider.
Low Rider, baby, Low Rider. Do 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? That's all I know. The Cisco Kid? That sounds like something I should know. But I don't know. You know when that Low Rider riff starts, people are going to go crazy at Epcot.
Probably. Yeah, so we've moved past that.
Bum, 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 bum. The Guess Who next after War.
These eyes. Do, 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 do.
That's a good song.
You like that song?
That is a good song.
These eyes. Do, do, do,
do, boom. They're Canadian.
I'll cry. Do, 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 do. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but I'm never gonna see another lot of eye like you.
These eyes
are crying. Then they have American Woman, also another great song.
No Sugar Tonight.
How does that go?
No Sugar Tonight in the cup. I don't really know the like tune.
I don't know that one. No Time, Laughing, Clap for the Wolfman, Hand Me Down World. I don't know any of these other songs. I know American Woman and These Eyes, and that would be enough for me to enjoy that concert. I can even hear it in the background now. You guys are getting... Oh, I know this song. Find a corner. I don't know why I know this song. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness. But I can see.
No sugar tonight, but coffee. No sugar tonight. Good guitar riffs in this song.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's a good song. I bet that's good live too. The Guess Whom.
No Time. Got no time.
May 24th through 27th, Memorial Day weekend, the Guess Who hanging out.
Share the Land. I feel like I know that one, too. Are we on to now, John
We're
Cicada?
On to John Cicada.
Cicada? May 28th, 29.
He had a big song.
Just Another Day? Angel?
Might have been Angel. Was he a soap opera actor?
Cuban American singer and songwriter, raised in Hialeah, Florida. Yeah, I don't know any of these. He has a song in Pocahontas, apparently. Mental Picture, Too Late, Too Soon, Do You Believe in Us, If You Go. I don't know any of these. I guess we'll move along then.
I guess so.
We're on to Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the 30th and June 1st. You've made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Without Blood, Sweat, and Tears, there would be no Mulch, Sweat, and Shears.
It's very true. And there is no more Mulch, Sweat, and Shears.
It's true.
But yes, they would have never existed. Spinning
I'm
Wheel.
I'm so glad you...
What goes up must come down. Should we sing two different songs at the same time? Because that's always good. Do-do-do must come down. Spinning wheel. That's all I know, those two.
Me too.
You've Made Me So Very Happy is a great song, though.
I'm not a fan.
No? Yeah, no. I disagree. I like that song. It's hard for me to hear that song and not just really sing loudly. Which is, that's usually a good sign for me.
I'm so glad you came into my life.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, because it's slow and then it goes into like a little meant area.
That's right.
Which we know you're a big fan of. Mm-hmm. That's like your favorite musical.
Slow and then fast is I love that.
Cadence.
And then closing out the Flower and Garden Festival, we have Eddie Palmieri, June 2nd and 3rd. And Zima, he's a Grammy Award winning pianist, bandleader, musician, and composer of Puerto Rican ancestry. He's the founder of the bands La Perfecta, La Perfecta 2, and the Harlem River Drive.
Never heard of them. Never heard of them.
I think it's all like instrumental.
I bet it's good.
Vámonos pel Monte?
I bet it's really good.
Oh no, there's definitely singing.
Oh really?
And it's in Spanish. This is very strange because they don't usually go like international with these artists.
Maybe they're expanding their reach. Maybe there's a big Brazilian tour group.
Un Dia Bonito. Eddie Palmieri. That's strange. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'm sure he's fine. I just don't know any. Like, I can't even comment.
That's a good suit that Greg Gumbel has on.
He's 82 years old.
Greg Gumbel's not that old.
Oh, no. Eddie Palmieri is.
Catchy. I like it. I would probably be into that if we were there.
I'm sure it'd be fun to see, but I wouldn't go out of my way to catch that concert.
Right, exactly.
Very interesting. Should we take our second break, Bill, and then we can come and give our favorites here?
Yes.
All right, let's hit our second break.
We'll be right back.
back from break, episode number 265 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast is in the books, Mr. Klinsman.
Yes, sir.
Up in Westerly, Rhode Island. That's still correct. Westerly?
I'm still here, yes.
Susie down here in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Are you doing like the David Letterman thing? Like you throw your pencil? Yeah.
Yes.
Your
eye.
Pencil.
The pencil. Golf tee.
It's a golf tee. Do you have a golf tee? Where's the closest golf tee to you right now?
Oh, it's probably in my garage.
Oh, I got one in my hand right now.
Somebody at the gym uses one as like a lock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we need to get the new logo printed on golf tees and just like leave them everywhere.
All over the place?
Yeah, just like when we go play down there, just throw like four at every tee box, just like leave them on the ground.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, this is pretty popular. So is this?
Ask the kid if he can run back real quick and check if they have a 7XL of a certain shirt. Meanwhile, we're just taking out the other golf tees and putting ours in there.
Do you have this pink and orange polka dot shirt in a 7XL? And I want the logo embroidered on the right sleeve, not the left sleeve. If you have that
Dump
in the back,
the tees
that'd be great.
In the Regano's bag, and we're loading them up with.
So is this going to be the last episode of the Por Favor podcast?
I don't know. It could very well could be.
So there's a chance that the new branding debuts in the next week or two. So we have to talk to our technical consultants and figure that all out. But I would think that a music episode would be a good way, a good swan song for the Por Favor podcast. But we'll see. It all depends on the how the interns do getting everything switched over. But there's a good chance. Anyway, what are your three from the second half that you would go see?
Number one is definitely Richard Marx.
Yeah, that's my number one as well. My number two is probably Sister Hazel. Mm-hmm. I know they're not yours.
I don't know. Maybe
the Eagles?
Peebo Bryson,
that would be a good one.
Would be number two, and number three would be Men at Work.
Okay. My number three would probably be the guy from the Eagles.
Men at Work is two. Peebo Bryson, three.
There you go. So my three, number one, Herman's Hermits, easy. Every year, I say it. Probably, Guess Who would be second. And then probably the Eagles or Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles, would be my third. Because, you know, the Eagles, they have a ton of hits. Even though I don't know them all, I'm sure those are the kind of songs that like, oh, I didn't realize this was an Eagles song.
Exactly.
When I hear it. So that'd probably be a good concert that I would enjoy.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, so.
Surely up you lose your life in the fast lane.
Now, when last we spoke, you were very excited about Ambrosia missing the tournament for it, but you did not go. Is that correct?
I did not go, yes.
And then Jürgen Kross is coming up. Are you going to go to that? Do you have any plans?
I have to.
Yeah. It's next week, right? A week from. Yeah, basically a week from
Wednesday
right now.
Thursday.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Isn't that a good looking suit? I'd wear that all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, like
twice
that.
On Sunday.
Greg Gumbel has a really good looking suit right
Does
now.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's good. This is good podcasting. Should we wrap it up here, Bill?
I guess on that note, we probably should, don't you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, search for us at Por Favor Podcast, our website, www.porfavorpodcast.com. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast. You can email me, Mike@porfavorpodcast. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, @porfavorpodcast. Mr. Klinsman.
You can email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com, and go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. And when we do change everything over, hopefully, if all goes according to plan, you won't have to do anything. You'll still be, if you follow us on Facebook, the Facebook will still work. If you follow us on Twitter, everything will switch over. The feed will still be there. So wherever you find us, you should be able to continue getting downloads and stuff like that once the switch over happens to the new branding, and we're really excited about it. We love the logo that we came up with, or that we have. I guess we came up with it, right? We were the brains behind it. We didn't do any of the work, but we were the brains behind it.
What did you think of the logo?
I like the logo.
We get that going, and we'll get it all out there soon. So you can find us right now on Instagram if you know where to search. If you're very our big power listeners have already found us.
Oh, the hardcores found us, and we did not give out any, and we did not follow anybody.
No, but I guess it was recommended because we were the only two. So anyone who followed both of our personal accounts got that recommended to it. So
all right, that would make sense.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. So anyway, yeah, we're gonna be we'll be on Instagram with the new show and things like that. So just stay tuned. Hopefully next week it debuts. If not, we'll have 266 of Por Favor coming to you. But that's it. I got nothing else.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode number 265 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, Susie and I in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, we will talk to you next week.
Yeah.